Ali, and a warm welcome to our friendly viewers. Ali means hello in Palawan, a language spoken in Palau, an island nation in the Pacific Ocean.
Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the globe.
Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you're in Europe, the Middle East, or Northern Africa, please tune in to Supreme Master Television via Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hot Bird 6 at 13 degrees east. This Friday, November 16th, Supreme Master Television will reach more households via 10 new satellite platforms around the world. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus B3/B2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, and Intelsat 10 C band. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 25. South America, Hisdesat and Intelsat 907. And the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2. In addition, we will continue to be available online worldwide at www.suprememastertv.com.
Today in history, November 12, 1817, is the birth date of Prophet Baha'u'llah, the founder of the Baha'i religion. The Prophet Baha'u'llah, whose name means glory of God, was born in Tehran, the capital city of Persia, present-day Iran. The Baha'i faith believes in the unity of all humanity and calls for world peace. Today, we respectfully remember the Prophet Baha'u'llah. Through the grace of the Most High, may the Prophet's loving message of global harmony soon become our reality.
In just 4 days, Supreme Master Television will go global via 10 new satellite platforms. Since last week, in joyous anticipation of the launch date this Friday, November 16th, we've heard from dignitaries, celebrities, and citizens around the world about this momentous development. Today, we'll hear from Ali Abu Awad, a Palestinian whose search for peace has led to his involvement in the Parents Circle Families Forum, founded in 1995. The organization consists of bereaved Israeli as well as Palestinian families. Their long-term goal is to promote peace and reconciliation between the Israeli and Palestinian societies. Mr. Ali Abu Awad was featured in the award-winning documentary Encounter Point, which won the Audience Award for Best Documentary at the 2006 San Francisco International Film Festival in the USA. In the 2006 Spirit of Freedom Award at the Bahamas International Film Festival, among many other distinctions.
Today, Mr. Ali Abu Awad is actively speaking to people, touring schools, and giving speeches to share his message of peace. Along with Robbie Damelin, an Israeli member of Parent Circle, Families Forum, Ali is accompanying the organization's touring art exhibition through 6 cities in the United States. The Offering Reconciliation Art Exhibition presents artworks by 135 prominent Palestinian and Israeli sculptors, photographers, and poets. Our Supreme Master Television correspondent speaks with Mr. Ali Abu Awad about the peace process.
What do you think the everyday person can do to participate in this reconciliation process?
I believe in people, and I believe that one person can change the whole world, and we have so many examples. We We have Gandhi, we have Martin Luther King, we have Mandela, we have so many heroes who really change future of nation around the world. And my message to the Israelis and the Palestinians is just to start moving in another direction, even if it is a small step. And for me, there are so many things people can do. I'm not telling the people what they should do, because as I found my way, everybody can find his way.
Thank you, Ali, for sharing your experience and sharing your hope and vision.
Thank you for sharing us. Thank you for bringing us to the world. Thank you for your television, for your activities. Thank you, because I believe that it's giving us encouragement. Mm-hmm. When people like you have this in their shoulder, mm-hmm. by fighting the distance between people and just helping them to create another better world for everybody. I'm Ali Abu Awad. I'm a Palestinian member of the Bereaved Families Forum, Parent Circle, Israeli and Palestinian bereaved families working for reconciliation and peace. I congratulate Supreme Master Television for the good work and for helping to create and help other people to connect to their humanity by helping and promoting deep understanding about peace and the human being. And I hope and I wish you all the best.
Thank you, Mr. Ali Abu Awad, for your kind wishes and insightful words. May the great Allah bless you and your resolute endeavors to promote true understanding and friendship among Israelis and Palestinians. May dreams of peace come true.
In today's news, the European Union simplifies visa procedures by introducing the blue card. In community news, Angola's field schools help agricultural workers. In media news, more animal programs will be broadcast in 200 million homes. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the distinguished co-founder of Braille Without Borders, Ms. Sabria Tenberken.
News. The Birds in My Life by Supreme Master Ching Hai is number one bestseller. 5 stars, inspiring, and my favorite are just some of the accolades from admirers describing Supreme Master Ching Hai's book, The Birds in My Life, which is now ranked as international number one bestseller in general category of all books at Amazon.com, the world's largest online bookstore. With over 10 million books. Together, Supreme Master Ching Hai's 2 books, The Dogs in My Life and The Birds in My Life, are topping international book lists and gaining wide acclaim the world over. These books were written by Supreme Master Ching Hai as a testament to the pure and noble love of our dog and bird angels. Through colorful photographs and charming anecdotes that reveal her animal companion's inner thoughts, Supreme Master Ching Hai brings a new understanding to readers of the depth of emotions and love of our furry and feathered friends. Following are some of the exuberant comments from international readers at Amazon.com. from the University of Rochester in the United States, Sanjaz Mishra writes,
"This is a gentle, sweet, and wonderful book. The pictures are vivid and the colors are striking. My little boy loves leafing through and gazing at each page. I strongly recommend it if you have young kids, or even if you don't."
Reading from Thailand, M. Subhamsat Eve shares,
"So fantastic is every page, and it makes us feel better and relaxed. This book is another one that should be part of your collection."
Beautiful books with lots of incredible pictures and compassionate comments. It helps us to better know birds.
Writes Alexandre from Paris, France. Sonia Gusson from South Africa enthusiastically expressed,
"It has been a long time since I read something as inspiring, gentle, positive, and loving. I would definitely recommend this book to anyone."
From Germany, a gentle reader writes,
"I'm a pianist, and there's nothing more wonderful than bird singing. They have taught me a lot about the heavenly melody. Awesome! This book is a must for everybody who is a musician at heart. Thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai. I love this book. With love, Rosemary."
"I love it!"
exclaims Millie from China.
"This book closes the gap between humans and animals. I have a totally different perspective of looking at our animal friends after reading this book."
From the heartland of America, Teresa from Indiana shares,
"The touching stories in The Birds in My Life bring me closer to our animal friends. It makes me love them much more. Thank you to the author, the Supreme Master Qinghai."
In Kuching, Malaysia, S. Voon writes,
"I never knew that we could get so close to animals, especially birds. From this book, The Supreme Master Qinghai, I finally know that we could be close to them and even understand them. This book really changed my view towards the way I look at animals and how we should treat them. Now I begin to love animals and have been trying to get close to them too. Many thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai for sharing this with us."
For more inspiring reader reviews of Supreme Master Qinghai's two books, The Dogs in My Life and The Birds in My Life, please visit Amazon.com. Supreme Master Qinghai's touching books are now available at 400 major bookstores in Formosa and online worldwide at www.amazon.com. Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai, for opening our hearts to the wondrous world of animals through your books, The Dogs in My Life and The Birds in My Life. May all of God's creations live with shared love and understanding in peaceful coexistence.
To celebrate this good news, we have extended a warm invitation to the author, Supreme Master Qinghai, for a discussion of her books via a live broadcast on Supreme Master Television's global launch date on Friday, November 16, 2007. Be sure to stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for the announced time of this special event. And this is a personal message from Supreme Master Qinghai. "I would like to thank all involved in making the books beloved by the public. And thank you, all wonderful readers, for your kind comments on the books, The Birds in My Life and The Dogs in My Life. May the providence bestow blessing and grace to you all. All the loving animals send you their utmost gratitude and love." Lion News, Philippine government and Muslim separatists resume peace talks. The Philippine government and the Moro Islamic Liberation Front will officially resume peace negotiations in Kuala Lumpur on November 14th. The Philippines' chief peace negotiator, Rodolfo Garcia, said that both sides hope to create a homeland for the 3 million Muslims living in the southern region of the Philippines. The two sides have also agreed on a plan for sharing the region's abundant natural resources. Mr. Garcia said, "We have overcome a very contentious issue on territory, and we're very optimistic that we might be able to hammer out an ancestral domain agreement by early 2008. Congratulations, Philippines and the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, for progressing towards a mutually satisfying agreement. May the Most High bless you as you lay the groundwork for harmonious coexistence between neighbors.
Lion News. Iranian Ayatollah denounces nuclear weapons. Iran's Ayatollah Mohammad Emami Kashani delivered a sermon in which he said that the use of nuclear weapons has no place in Islam. He quoted the Quran and reminded that the Holy Book also forbids weapons of mass destruction. The Iranian leader also highlighted the Islamic principle of harmonious coexistence between nations. Thank you, Ayatollah Mohammad Emami Kashani, for this message of peace. May the great Allah bless Iran's relations with abundant harmony, prosperity, and happiness.
Lion News. More Iraqis come home to Baghdad. With improving security conditions in Baghdad, more than 46,000 Iraqi people returned to their homes in the Iraqi capital during the month of October, according to an Iraqi military report. The numbers for October represent growing Iraqi confidence that Iraqi's capital is stable and secure. The dramatic rise in the number of returnees is attributed to improved neighborhood policing and more active efforts to bring stability. Congratulations, Baghdad, on your progress towards peace. May the Iraqi people be blessed with serenity and heavenly love.
Lion News. Ireland to boost development in OLAC, or Vietnam. Ireland will give OLAC $128 million to help better people's lives throughout the country. Sean Hoy, head of the Irish Embassy's Development Department, said on Friday that this is part of the Ireland-OLAC country plan for the period from 2007 to 2010. This plan, which focuses on assisting children and the disabled, will be integrated with OLAC's long-term social and development goals. Thank you and God bless Ireland for sending your loving assistance and care to those in need in OLAC. May the beautiful people of OLAC be blessed with vitality, love, and prosperity.
Lion News. Indian Prime Minister visits Russia to strengthen ties. Building on 60 years of positive ties, India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh is in the midst of a two-day visit in Russia. The two countries are preparing for the Year of Russia in India in 2008 and the Year of India in Russia in 2009. Ahead of his visit, Prime Minister Singh enthusiastically expressed his view that relations between the two countries would grow to great heights. He stated, "We have a shared destiny and a common neighborhood where we seek to build an atmosphere of peace, stability, and cooperation." Congratulations, India and Russia, on your ever-deepening friendship and cooperation. May heaven smile upon your virtuous endeavors.
Lion News. Young Australian hero saves a man's life. 14-year-old Julian Shaw saved the life of a 54-year-old man who fainted on the tracks at Lisserow train station. Julian used the knowledge he had learned from the science TV program Mythbusters to rescue Mark O'Dwyer from an oncoming train. The producers of Mythbusters will present Julian a special gift package for his heroic deed. Mr. O'Dwyer said it is important to highlight when someone of this age group stands up and does what Julian's done. What he did was amazing. He took it upon himself and saved my life. You are a true hero, Julian. Thank you and God bless you for your courage and noble, selfless action.
Lion News. Christian preacher and Muslim imam work for peace in northern Nigeria. Imam Muhammad Nurain Ashafa and Reverend James Mothel Y organize interfaith workshops promoting harmony between Nigerian Muslims and Christians. They use scripture from both traditions to encourage peace and tolerance, such as the biblical verse Matthew 7:12, "In everything, do unto others what you would have them do to you," and the 40th hadith of the Prophet Muhammad, An-Nawahi 13, "Not one of you is a believer until he loves his brother what he loves for himself." In honor of their noble work, Reverend Y and Imam Ashafa have received the Heroes of Peace Award from Burundi and the Apostle of Peace Award from the Catholic Youth Organization of Nigeria. Thank you, Imam Ashafa and Reverend Y, for your shining light upon the peaceful message at the heart of your respective traditions. May heaven bless your noble work with the greatest of success.
Lion News. Dolphins come to the rescue of surfer. A pod of dolphins saved the life of U.S. California surfer Todd Endrist by circling around him and providing a protective shield between him and an attacking great white shark. Thanks to the intervention of the group of dolphins, who kept the shark away, Mr. Endrist was able to safely make it to shore, where he was taken for medical treatment and recovered from his injuries. We thank God for Mr. Endrist's miraculous rescue and for our compassionate and loving friends, the dolphins. May all of God's creations live in happiness, comfort, and peace.
Lion News. OLAC or Vietnam thanks Bulgaria for its long-standing aid. Speaking during an interview on Bulgarian television, OLAC sees Vice President Wing T. Yuan express gratitude for Bulgaria's long-standing assistance in construction, education, training, and healthcare. She noted that thousands of OLAC's physicians, engineers, and technicians who studied in Bulgaria had returned home to OLAC and made important contributions to her progress. Congratulations, OLAC and Bulgaria, on your continued friendship, and thank you, Bulgaria, for your assistance in OLAC's development. May your mutually beneficial relations continue to flourish for many years to come.
In world news, the European Union launches the Blue Card. The European Union plans to introduce a simplified visa procedure, similar to the American Green Card. The European Blue Card will offer permanent residency to new migrants. After an initial five-year work period, the new residents will enjoy full social security and employment rights. Thank you, and God bless European Union for opening the door of your beautiful countries to many. May heaven bless future migrants with happy and peaceful lives as you continue to contribute to the great European society. Up next on Noteworthy News, Animal Planet International is coming to town. We'll take a moment to enjoy the lotus in our garden pond. Be right back, so keep your dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. I'm Uncle Orson the Pig. When the colder seasons come, you can keep your home warmer by putting draft excluders around the house. You can use them at the bottom of your doors and around the windows to stay cozy and save on your energy bill. Thanks for listening, and now for the weather from around the world.
Community news, Angola's field schools increase sustainability. The Escolas de Campo or Field Schools project introduces new farming techniques to rural communities in Angola. Originating from Indonesia in 1989, the program is now successfully implemented in several African countries. In 2006, the project was launched in the Angolan provinces of Bié and Huembo with positive results. It will soon be introduced to other Angolan regions. Thank you all who are working with sustainable farming methods. May heaven bless all farmers in Angola and throughout the world with peace and abundance.
In media news, Animal Planet International is premiering new television programs. The new shows will present information and ideas on how we can best safeguard our precious co-inhabitants and habitat. These include a series of humorous animated short films called Animals Save the Planet that feature tips from animals on how to live a greener lifestyle. More than 200 million homes in the United Kingdom, Europe, Asia, Latin America, the Middle East, and Africa will be able to watch these shows. Wow, that's fantastic news. Thank you, Animal Planet International, for bringing us closer to Mother Earth and our animal friends. May heaven bless all the animals on our planet to be treated with love and respect. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership, covering enlightened leadership around the globe. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Ms. Sabria Ten Verken, a remarkable teacher and co-founder of Braille Without Borders. We're going to thank heaven now for all the blessings in our lives. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Alec Baldwin with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Like most people, I grew up loving circuses and other traveling animal shows, but it never occurred to me what life might be like for the animals. Open your mind and your heart and consider the plight of these performers who did not choose to be in the entertainment business. Don't patronize animal acts. For further information, please contact People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Sabria Ten Verken from Germany lost her sight by the age of 13 as a result of a retinal disease. Later, at the residential school for the blind, she learned not only the academic subjects, but horseback riding, swimming, rafting, and braille. She majored in Central Asian Studies at the University of Bonn and enrolled in a master's program of Tibetology. Ms. Ten Verken created her own Tibetan braille alphabet, which was not in existence at the time. In 1992, she helped develop a Tibetan braille script.
In 1997, at the age of 26, Ms. Ten Verken traveled alone throughout Tibet by roadway so she could understand what conditions were like for blind people. For that experience, she became determined to start a school for blind children.
In 1998, Ms. Ten Verken and a Dutch partner, Paul Kronenberg, established the Center for the Blind in Lhasa, Tibet. In order to find pupils, she traveled on horseback to some of the most remote areas of Tibet, much to the surprise of the local people. To help fund the school, Ms. Ten Verken wrote an autobiography entitled My Path Leads to Tibet, telling of her mission to help the blind children of Tibet.
The school, now part of the Braille Without Borders project, has about 50 students from ages 4 to 21. The students learn computer skills, Tibetan, Chinese, and English languages. In addition, living skills such as cooking, hygiene, and self-reliance are taught. The school offers training in careers such as massage therapy and music. The students also find time to enjoy sporting activities like whitewater rafting and mountain climbing. Ms. Ten Berken says there should be no limits for the blind.
Among the honors Sabrina Ten Berken has received are the Luz Hadley Award for Courage, the Bundes von der Krust from the German president, which is the only general order of merit award in Germany, and the Women of Discovery Award for Courage. In addition, she and Mr. Paul Kronenberg have been knighted by Her Majesty Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands.
Thank you, Sabrina Ten Berken, and God bless you for helping many to live in joy and independence. May your life-affirming work benefit more and more people around the world.
Please join us for some humor with Supreme Master Ching Hai. This joke is entitled Clockwise.
There's a man who went out and drunk a few bottles too many, so he was a little bit, you know, too slow to walk, and then he jig-jagged when we take his way home. He tried to open the door, but he couldn't, you know, so he had to knock at the door. And as soon as his wife came out, his wife lectured him, said, "I told you many times, huh? Never come home so late, huh? Where do you go? What do you do? You know what time is it now?" So the husband is smiling. It's 1 o'clock. You think you can fool me? And then suddenly the clock on the wall, you know, say, it just bong 3 times. Bong, bong, bong. And then, you know, the man just, you know, laughing and just said, "Oh, it's 1 o'clock, you strike once and I know why I had to repeat it 3 times.
And now for our viewer's heartline. This heartline was sent by Carl, who wrote,
"What a fantastic online TV station. The positive daily news and the entertainment programs are great. Keep up the good work, Supreme Master Television."
Hello, Carl. Nice to hear from you. Thank you for your words of encouragement. This Friday, November 16th, in addition to our online TV, Supreme Master Television will also be broadcasting globally via 10 additional satellite platforms. We are honored to bring viewers positive news and uplifting programs from around the world. Wishing you days of happiness and God's blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? It's been a joy to share today's news with you. As always, we would love to hear about the heartwarming stories that are happening in your area of the world. So please feel free to share them with us, along with any comments, to info@SupremeMasterTV.com or to the address on your screen.
Thank you for watching Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. May Ikom, that is farewell in Palawan. May your heart be filled with divine love.